Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We'll get to Ben Wergel here to talk some Badgers. Ben, in a surprise twist, it is Chuck Freeman, whose Twitter anger issues we're dealing with on the show. Good morning.
Yep, just fighting him.
Are you telling me that one person misunderstood another person on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That doesn't happen. Yeah, you can't have a conversation with anybody on Twitter. So I'm just going to put the comments out there and opinions, and it's like you're almost afraid to look at notifications because you hate the response. Again, I don't mind anybody challenging your opinion, but then calling your names and all that, it's like, okay, whatever.
We have bets in the press box during football season that how many notifications either me or another reporter will receive after Alex Hornibrook throws an interception. Quickly, they multiply exponentially in the seconds that follow.
And I think, Bart, with Twitter, I think your anger, Bart, is when you're fighting with people, I think your thing gets escalated because it gets into a name-calling thing.
No, I get mad on Twitter when people think that I'm not right when I know I'm right.
But do you
get mad when people call you names.
You don't get mad when people call you names?
I mean,
I see you respond to that.
On Twitter, my name on Twitter is basically Bort Wonkler now. I can't change it.
No. I mean, if that's one thing. And I have parody accounts too, but if people are calling you...
I have a Twitter account that follows me called Is Bart Mad Online? And every time I get angry, they tweet me, yes, oh, Bart is mad online.
Oh. All right, well, we're not going to waste
any more time
talking about it. How important is this win? If you could beat Michigan... Now, Michigan comes in here, they'll be the number one ranked team in the country if they beat Wisconsin, because Duke got beat this week. So there is a tremendous amount of incentive because Wisconsin's got to right the ship, but they got a team coming in here that's, got a couple of things in mind.
Well, yeah, it really doesn't matter who Wisconsin plays this weekend. They could be playing anyone from Michigan to Rutgers, mm-hmm. and this would be an incredibly important game for them to try to right the ship here a little bit. We've seen Wisconsin, after a very strong, strong start, kind of peter out here over the last couple weeks, having lost 4 of 5 and 3 of 4 in Big Ten play, and really, in a lot of ways, self-inflicting these losses on themselves. We've seen lapses in halves, for whatever reason, that they lack the ability over the last couple weeks to play a solid 40-minute game. With the exception of the win at Penn State, and you saw what happened. They played a really good team game, and they won very handily against a team they should have beat. This will be a much different case. Michigan, obviously, is very good. I believe they're one of only two undefeated teams left in Division I. They're playing very solid basketball, and they are a team that demands that you play well for 40 minutes. And Wisconsin, for whatever reason, has slipped on one end of the floor in these losses in a half. And usually it's offensively, where they'll come out exceptionally slow. I mean, you score 14 points in the first half against Minnesota. That's your worst scoring half since 99. And they barely climb over that against Maryland with 15 points. And what do you do in the second half? You hit the three-point shot, you get back into the game, and then sadly you can't close the game, which has been another issue for this team. And so this is a team on Saturday in Michigan that Wisconsin will need to play exceptionally well for 40 minutes, get contributions from multiple players, and play well defensively, kind of what they did in the second half against Maryland.
Talking with Ben Wergel, BadgersInsider.com, they need this win against Michigan, or it would be nice for a win against Michigan because of some of the losses recently. That loss against Purdue last Friday night, I know you graded them out a D+. The loss against Maryland the other night, And then even going back to Minnesota, there's some of these halves where they're not scoring points. Now, they did respond at least against Maryland and came back from that deficit, ultimately losing, but they did respond. But at halftime of the game, to go back to Twitter, and I hope Greg Gard doesn't have a Twitter account, because there's a lot of people wondering about how long of a leash he might have. So I'll ask you that never-ending question. They did respond. They did play for him. So the players are playing for him, but the Greg Gard era maybe not going as well as we would hope.
Well, you break it down this way with Gard, who's in his fourth season. He takes over a program that was very established with some established players, guys like Bronson Koenig, like Nigel Hayes, like Zach Showalter. List goes on from there. I mean, players that had made it to multiple Final Fours, take over a team that came off a Final Four, a team that was not playing well, takes over an interim and turns them around, gets them to the Sweet 16, gets the full-time job. A year later, that same core is intact, and they had kind of a ho-hum regular season until the NCAA tournament, where they beat number one Villanova and were within a 3-point shot at the buzzer from going to the Elite Eight. Then you lose all those players, and then you knew there was going to be some bumps in the road. Maybe people didn't think it'd be as bad as it was last year, but certainly last year was a bad season. It was their worst in 20 years. They played better down the stretch to maybe give people some hope coming in this year, and this year has gone okay. I know that's not what fans want to hear, but it's gone okay. They're going through a rough patch right now. Bo Ryan lost 6 straight games a bunch of years back and in the Big Ten play, and they're still able to turn around. This is a rough patch for Wisconsin. Now, people will point to the lack of talent on this team and Greg Gard's inability to recruit as a reason why this program is struggling, why it's going backwards, and why he should be fired. Wisconsin had a bad class of 5 players. And I hesitant to say bad, but when you have 2 of those players transfer from that class, when you have another 2 players from that class not have the ability to score, and a 3rd player who it brings other things to the table except offense, you have an upperclassman group that is not contributing, forcing you to rely on younger players. Kobe King is a young player. Demetri Trice is really in his first season as the starting point guard. Nate Reavers is just a sophomore. Aleem Ford is coming off a major knee injury that required surgery. You have a lot of players on this team who are going through these situations for the first time, and they're not really responding right away, and that's caused you to have to dig these deep deficits that you're forced to climb out of, and Wisconsin hasn't been able to do that this year. People look at Ethan Happ and think that, man, this is a team that brings everyone back from last year. They should be much better. They're letting these games slip away. It's just kind of the makeup right now of this team that they're having to go through these growing pains in order to get better and having to rely on younger players to do that. Is that on Gard? Is it on the players? I think it's just a rough patch right now. I don't really think Greg Gard's job's in jeopardy. I don't think he's a bad coach. I think that Wisconsin's just having to learn some hard lessons right now, and they're not doing things in games that Greg Gard and the staff are preaching. I mean, the staff isn't preaching to make 16 turnovers and 17 turnovers and make them carelessly. I mean, how can you fault the coaching staff for Brevin Pritzel and Demetri Trice just throwing away passes? I mean, that's more on the players and their lack of communication at this point than it is on the coaching staff's inability to coach. So, go ahead.
Well, two guys who would help him out, the Hauser boys, at Stevens Point. Was Gard in on either one of those guys? Because they look really good at Marquette.
Gard wanted to offer Sam Hauser, and really the staff felt that they were unable to because of the scholarship pinch that Wisconsin was in at the time. That year, I believe Wisconsin only had 1 scholarship available, and they wanted a point guard. And they got Demetri Trice. They actually got him late in the process. That was also the time where Wisconsin was kind of in that, how long is Bo Ryan going to be around as a coach? And that kind of caused a lurch with recruitment, in my opinion, for a couple years, because a lot of kids were a little leery of that, because there have been rumors swirling around about, you know, Bo Ryan's going to retire soon, and this, you know, Bo might not coach for five more years. And, you know, if I'm a high school prospect, I want to go to a program that's going to be stable and steady. And even though Wisconsin had been to the NCAA tournament for 20 straight years, the thought of a coaching change and the questions of who would take over would maybe throw me off a little bit. So Greg Gard recruited Sam Hauser. He really liked Sam Hauser. Wisconsin just couldn't afford to take another forward when there would be a lack of depth at the guard position. So Sam goes to Marquette. You really go all in on Joey, and you recruit Joey very aggressively. But because Sam's at Marquette and there's a relationship there, I think this Wisconsin staff knew it would be extremely hard to pull Joey away from Marquette. So it's hard to blame Gard for that. The Tyler Hero situation is kind of a whole other scenario, and it'd be kind of interesting to really figure out what Hero kind of decided at the 11th hour, because about a month and a half before he was going to sign, he did interviews after his official visit saying he was all in, he was ready to go, he was really excited about being able to contribute this year, and then he flips his commitment and he ends up going to Kentucky, and that kind of leaves Wisconsin in a lurch as well. And you know, that happens in recruiting, and I know a lot of fans are disappointed that the Badgers, for whatever reason, have not been able to recruit the state of Wisconsin well and get the top players in state. You know, Jalen Johnson's out there for 2020, but I think a lot of people are under the impression that he's going to go elsewhere as well. So, you know, all you can do is try to recruit the best you can. Like, I'm going to have a story on Tyler Wall on the site later today, a 2019 prospect from Minnesota who looks really good, same high school as Nate Reavers, but fans are more upset of who they lost, the high-edge prospects, than the prospects that they gained from other states.
You can find his work, BadgersInsider.com. You can ask him if he's high at the Badger Nation on Twitter. Ben, appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Take care, guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.